We got one more little picture we're going to look at. We've made up a little sheet. Just you could use anything you want, but this is a little inventory sheet that we have seen and got it from somewhere. I don't really know where, that we could use when we go to bed at night. If you'll notice on the left-hand side of that is the personality characteristics of a self-willed human being. There's that old selfish and self-seeking and dishonesty and frightened and on and on. We went to the 12 and 12. We picked up all the character defect things we could find there, listed them on the left-hand side of the sheet. The right-hand side of the sheet, we put the personality characteristics of a God-willed person, and they are the opposite of what's on the left-hand side. Now, all we're trying to do is get from the left-hand side of the sheet to the right-hand side of the sheet. And I can take this little inventory at night in less than 5 minutes, run down through it, making check marks, and see where I've been that day. I've never yet found the check marks in the same place. From day to day, they change. I've never yet found them all entirely on one side of the sheet. But what I am now finding over a period of years, I'm checking more on the right than I am on the left. The personality change continues through a simple little inventory. Now, I've learned one thing since I've been in AA. I am going to inventory. I am going to inventory. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, I can wait till I'm so sick and so screwed up that I'm almost drunk, and I start inventorying and digging me out from under that mess, or I can do it on a daily basis and stay in reasonably good, fit spiritual condition. I found out that it takes less time to do it on a daily basis than it does to wait till I'm almost drunk and start digging myself out from under it. Plus, if I do it on a daily basis, I'm in much less chance of ending up drunk over this mess. I'm going to inventory one way or the other, and I'm the only one who can make the choice. There was a philosopher called Carl Sandburg. And Mr. Sandburg said, when a society fails, there's one thing always present, and that is that they forgot where they came from. And when they forget where they come from, they forget where they're going, and they get lost out there somewhere. And we as individuals are the same way. And if we don't continue our inventory, we're going to forget where we came from. And we're going to forget that we can't drink. And we're going to get lost out there, and we're going right back to alcoholism again. I don't think we've got any choice in the matter. It's just a question of when are we going to do it. We don't always like to do it, but I find for me it's absolutely necessary. On awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. Now, he did not say 3 hours after we get up. He did not say after we've gone to the bathroom. He says on awakening. You see how he uses these words of the book? On awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day. Before we begin, we ask God to direct our thinking, especially asking that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives. Under these conditions, we can employ our mental faculties with assurance. For after all, God gave us brains to use. Our thought life will be placed on a much higher plane when our thinking is cleared of wrong motives. Takes me about 5 minutes or less in the morning to do this. And I ask God to direct my thinking that it be free from self-pity, dishonest, and self-seeking motives, to give me the wisdom and the strength to go through the day. And I finish it up by saying, please, God, don't let me get into anything that you can't get me out of. Most of us, before we started doing this as a habit, most of us jump up first thing in the morning and go to the bathroom. And I had one guy tell me he jumped up and got on his treadmill. And I said, well, you got a better bladder than I do, but I can't do that. I go to the bathroom. And we take care of what we do in the bathroom. And then we go to the kitchen, and we get some coffee and a little food, and we feed the body. And we get through feeding the body, we then go into the closet where the clothes are, And we start picking out the clothes we're going to wear for that day to cover the body with.
Make sure they match now.
You've got to be very careful that they're the right color, they match and everything. You ladies go over there and start making up your faces. We men go in there and shave or whatever it is we do. And finally, we keep the body taken care of. Then we feed the dog or the cat if we've got one. And we get ready to leave the house, and we be sure we lock the door, because we don't want anybody stealing our junk while we're gone. And we go out to the car, and if we're especially careful people, we walk around it to make sure all four tires have got air in them. We get in the car, we turn on the switch, and we look at the gas gauge to make sure there's gas in it. And we start the car, and then we take off for the day. Now, what did we do about our minds that morning? Our mind's going to run a whole show all day long. Did we feed the mind? Did we clothe the mind? We sure there's gas in the mind? You know, we are in much less danger of anger and worry and fear and depression and etc. if we just take a few minutes in the morning to feed the mind with God's help. 5 minutes at night, 5 minutes in the morning. You still got 23 hours and 50 minutes to screw it up. It don't take very long to do this. Now, how about indecision? Now, quite often throughout the day, we're going to face things we don't know the answer to. What are we going to do about that?
See, and think about our day, we may face indecision. We're not able to determine which course to take. Here we ask God for inspiration for an intuitive thought or decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. We are often surprised how the right answers will come if we tried this for a while.
This is meditation. That's the only meditation in here, in that one little paragraph. This is meditation for busy, busy, busy people. We alcoholics don't have time to lay down and listen to soft music. We don't have time to sit around and chant words. But what we can do in the daytime, throughout the day, we face indecision. Used to, I'd run that thing through my mind, trying to find an answer, and it'd pop out the other side, and it'd say, we don't have the answer. And I'd grab it and stick it back in there again. And it'd run through, and it'd say, we don't have the answer. And I'd stick it in there again, and after a while, everything just goes blank. Complete frustration. And I need to face the fact that I don't have the answer to that particular thing, whatever it is. God's got the answer to everything. What I need to do when I face indecision, can't decide which way to go, what route to take, or whatever it might be, is just stop. Say, okay, God, I need a little help here. I've got a decision to make regarding this thing. I don't have the answer for it. Would you tell me what I need to do? Then I'll relax and take it easy, and I don't think that means lay down. I think what it means is get my mind off of that subject. Because God can't get in there and give me information if my mind is still wrestling with it. Now, how do I get my mind off of it? Well, I go out there and start mowing the grass. Start doing something worthwhile. Start painting the house, washing the dishes, or whatever I've got to do that I can do. And it's amazing. After a while, my mind goes back to that indecision. And it says, why don't you call Joe and see what Joe thinks? And I call old Joe, tell him my problem. And he's got the answer right there. And when I first started doing this, I used to say, my, wasn't it lucky that I thought about calling Joe? Yeah, I didn't think about calling Joe before I asked God for the right thought. This thing really does. It's the craziest thing I ever saw. But it really does work. Giving God an opportunity to enter our minds, give us the answer to whatever the problem might be. As long as we're wrestling with it and struggling with it, we can't receive the answer. Meditation.